Well, good afternoon. I appreciate everyone being here today, and it's been some time since we've been able to say anything about the review of into our football program. Our hope is that today provides the initial action and first step that will allow the university to turn the page. Earlier this week, I received a preliminary briefing of the football program review. It showed me enough evidence that Tim Beckman needed to be dismissed as the University of Illinois head football coach. As you know, when allegations surfaced about the football program, we took action but reserved judgment. I want to be clear that the health and well-being of students is our top priority, and this decision was based on the health and well-being of our student-athletes. The findings do not reflect the culture we are building in Illinois athletics. As I've said before, the review process began immediately after the allegations were made this past May. I contacted the chancellor's office, and since then, except for when I was interviewed by the external reviewers, I hadn't been briefed on what they were hearing. Earlier this week, when I was briefed, I became aware that they have interviewed more than 90 people and reviewed more than 200,000 documents. The findings the external reviewers shared in the briefing gave me enough information to take action, and I have done that. The timing is obviously very unfortunate, but the information I received in this briefing provided enough evidence to make the decision now than rather than waiting to a final report, which would most likely happen over the course of the season. I've also met with the rest of the coaching staff and Coach Bill Cubitt. Coach Cubitt has agreed to serve as the interim coach for the 2015 season. Bill has led a program as a head coach. The players are familiar with him, and he has the experience and respect to guide this team during a tough time. When I met with the players, as you could expect, there was a range of emotions, but I'm confident that our team will rally together and prepare for the upcoming season. The team has a strong leadership core, and I'm confident they will pull together behind this staff. Next week, we play our first game, and my hope is that together with our staff and administration and the DIA, we can turn the page and move forward. At this point in time, I'm happy to take any questions that you may have.
What was Coach Beckman's reaction when he talked to
him? Bob, I think it's a private matter, and I think I'll keep that between Coach Beckman and myself.
Mike, have you settled with this Vianovich family?
I'm sorry, Rob?
Have you settled with these Vianovich family? Have you made any movement toward a settlement?
There haven't been any discussions of that type. It's not a legal matter at this time.
Mike, you're 1 week away from the start of the football season, having interim head coach. How concerned are you for this year?
Well, certainly you go into any season, and this is really foreign territory in a lot of ways, Matt. But certainly, like I said, knowing the strength and the grit of this team and that core leadership group they have and the upperclassmen, also feel good about the fact that Bill Cubitt will serve in that interim position, and Bill has the experience. But know that it's going to take all of us to continue to move the program forward, and that begins from a competitive standpoint a week from tonight.
Was this your call, or was this the chancellor's office call?
No, this was my call. I certainly consulted other people on campus, a number of other individuals, but it was ultimately my decision.
Would that have been different had there been a permanent chancellor in place?
Would the decision have been made different, David?
Yes.
No.
Who did you consult with?
I consulted with a variety of people. Certainly my supervisor, interim chancellor, Barb Wilson, among many other folks.
Mike, what did you find that drove you to this decision?
Well, really what I can share with you today, Jeremy, and I wish I could share more, it's really no different than what you're reading in the press release. And that's really as far as I can discuss the matter today. When you look at the findings, the preliminary findings that were shared with me earlier in the week.
You talked about how the line could be changing, what coaches can and can't do. Is this part of that, or is this things that you would have been disturbed by before?
I would have been disturbed regardless of where that line is. It relates to the things that we talk about with our coaches. As you know, over a year ago, we started working on a coach's code of conduct, and all of you are welcome to get a copy of that. I'm sure Kent can accommodate you if you'd like to receive that. It already is a public document. That's an expectation we have for all of our coaches, not just our football coach, but the head coaches of all of our 20 other sports as well.
Mike, does this involve more than one incident, more than just the Simon incident that seems to be the start of it?
You know, Lauren, as I said, it really, what you see in the press release is how much I'll elaborate on the findings. And as you know, it's not a complete report yet. It's still an ongoing process.
Mike, you defended your culture all along. Can you defend your culture today?
I still can, yes. I think that the culture in our Division of Intercollegiate Athletics is tremendous. I believe in our coaches and our staff and our student athletes. I think they come to work every day and participate every day wearing integrity on their sleeve, and it's all about doing things the right way.
Is this not that credit, though?
I was going to say, if that's the case, then how did all this happen?
Well, I think in any situation, you know, we have 525 student athletes, David. We have 21 sports. We have 300 full-time staff. And I, you know, it's for us, it's about making sure that we're going about doing things the right way, believing in things the right way. And when we find out that there's improvements that need to be made or changes that need to be made, we'll address those in the appropriate fashion.
Is anyone else losing their job?
At this point in time, there's not any plans to make any other staff changes.
Like, you have the staff who was here when these things apparently happened, so why do you have confidence in them? Is it just on Tim Beckman? Or is...
At this point in time, Jeremy, none of the other coaches have been implicated in the review.
Are there any actions you need to take, Mike, with the former athletes or the current athletes to address the wrongs that have been committed, particularly any medical issues?
Well, at this point in time, I'm not. When there's a final report, and we have more information, then those are the things that we certainly can look into and address if necessary.
Is this one of the hardest situations you've had to deal with in your career at all?
Matt, I think that's fair to say, and it's not typical. You know, this is a wonderful place. We have wonderful people, we have wonderful fans, and certainly. We are all about doing things the right way, and we'll continue to move in that direction.
Will Bill Cubitt be considered for the full-time job?
If Bill Cubitt's interested, he'll be considered for the full-time job. I will tell you that moving forward as it relates to a future search process, I mean, my focus is on today and playing a football game next Friday, but I'm not going to be in a situation where I'm addressing potential candidates, and I know that there'll be a lot of talk out there, and from my past searches, I know that a lot more of it's fiction than fact, but we will address the search at the appropriate time.
Is it your search to conduct at this point?
It is, yes.
And that's after talking to the interim chancellor?
Yes, that would be my search to conduct.
Mike, we've asked you this before, but do you feel threatened with your job security, with the coach you hire that, you know, you have to dismiss because of these things?
No, I'm confident in the program that I'm leading. I know that when you're trying to build a program, Jeremy, that, especially in a big vision way, that you're going to have obstacles and adversity along the way. And certainly appreciative of the people that we have working over the DIA, our coaches, our staff, our student athletes, and the hard work and effort they put into making the special place that it is.
Did you find out the reviews and the information that came back in the preliminary reports?
Matt, it was earlier in the week.
What was your reaction when you heard those findings and sat down with Franz Agrelli?
I was shocked and angry when I became aware of you know, the preliminary findings, Matt. And certainly that's what led me to making this decision swiftly before the final report became due or was completed.
Mike, when do you start the search for a new coach?
I think there's a formal process to starting a search, which more than likely you're a few months away from that, Jeremy. But I think you're always paying attention to what's out there. Really for today, you know, Bill Cubitt's our head football coach, and I'm excited about Bill serving in that role. Bill and I go back many, many years, and I know he's a heck of a football coach, and he's a better person.
Mike, do you have a question about the staff? You lose a staff member in this transaction. Do you promote someone to fill it, hire someone to fill it? Does Bill's salary change?
Well, I'll answer that first question, Mark, which is actually, I guess I should transition that to Bill when he steps up to the podium. I'll let him answer that, but certainly not going to leave him shorthanded as he needs to complete his staff. Bill's salary will change. I can give you that number. Bill's base salary right now is $515,000. We are going to compensate Bill an additional $100,000 a month for the next 4 months, so you can do the math.
Mike, following up on Jeremy's question, first of all, has it hindered the process at all or your job overall to have so much university administration of people over the last few months?
Well, it doesn't hinder, the passion and energy that I come to work with every day. You know, I'm all about the orange and blue. It's an exciting time to be here. Obviously, we're working through some challenges, which people will tell you are opportunities. And when these things happen, you need to take advantage of and say, how can I make this a better place? And that's what's happening here. But certainly, not just for myself, the credit to the growth that we've experienced the last 4 years goes to the staff, the coaches, the student athletes. So I'm excited about the future and know that it's very, very bright.
As far as the formal process for hiring another coach, are you allowed, perhaps unlike Phyllis-wise, to have private conversations with people during the season about their future? Does it have to go through FOIA administered channels?
Are you asking if I can do things that
privately negotiations with people, see, feel them out for their interest?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's those types of things can happen. If that happens, when that happens, Rob, I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about turning the page. I'm thinking about the young men who I had to tell, 2 hours ago that they no longer have a head football coach. I know they will embrace and be excited about playing for Coach Beal Cubitt and the rest of the staff. But that's my focus in getting ready for a football game next Friday.
What was the players' reaction when you told them that?
Matt, it was a quiet group, which you'd expect. I think they're digesting it, and it came as a great surprise. But one of the things about that team, and you saw it last year when they won their last two football games, I think there's a lot of grit, and I think they have a lot of fortitude, and they're excited to play football next week, and they're going to play for each other. This season is about those young men.
Mike, have you heard anything before these allegations came out in the offseason that might lead you to believe that this was something that was possible?
Not that rose to this level, not at all.
What does it say to you about the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics that nobody seemed to know about this after 3 years?
Well, I think, it's a large operation, and I think that, you have several layers, and, everyone needs to be held accountable. And in this situation, like I said earlier, it's an opportunity whether we look at the avenues of reporting. Why did we not know these things? Why weren't they shared with people? And we are doing those things, with our coaches' code of conduct, with opening up reporting lines to make sure that our student athletes and our coaches are educated and trained to how that works, bringing in an external consultant, Dan Beebe, to also train our coaches and student athletes to make sure they know what's appropriate, but also when there are issues that we're addressing them in real time.
Mike, you mentioned that it's been kind of fresh. It's been a couple hours since the players found out about this. Did he communicate to you that they are upset enough that they might think about transferring, or did you get any vibe from any of the players, or is it way too soon?
Michael, I did not hear that. I did not hear that at all.
When you received the preliminary findings, did you hear anything about any other programs like soccer or women's basketball?
No.
No update at all?
What's that?
There was no update at all?
No.
What about the findings really shocked and angered you, I guess, any specifics at all in the preliminary findings?
Well, I think that, you've heard me say this time and time again, Matt, our primary focus is the health and well-being of our student athletes. And we can win football games, we can graduate our student athletes, we can be involved in the community, we can be good citizens, but those don't trump the safety of our student athletes. So when we've breached that or crossed the line, that is more than troubling to me. And that is why a decision was made, and a decision was made quickly after I saw the preliminary briefings.
When did you receive the preliminary briefing?
I was briefed earlier in the week.
Did they detail how, what percentage of the investigation is finished with? Is it 25%, 50%?
They did not.
Does the decision to fire Pam have anything to do with on-field performance, or is it strictly based on the findings of this external investigation?
Matt, it was strictly based on these preliminary findings as it relates to the health and well-being of our student-athletes.
If the team was surprised to hear about this and this was not, you're not aware of this, the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics was not aware of all that had gone on, would you characterize this then as something that happened with a couple of individuals, something that was secretive, and whatever transpired that Coach Beckman did?
Well, I guess I should say in the room with the student-athletes, it was quiet. I'm assuming that it was of great surprise to them. But to question the scope of what happened here, I can't answer that. I'm not, we'll have certainly have a better understanding of that once it's a final report.
Mike, I think it's fair to say things haven't gone smoothly for football program under Tim Beckman. What did you see when you hired him to think that he would be successful?
Well, Tim, came from a great coaching tree. He'd been around a lot of coaches that had been very successful who spoke very highly of him. He did some great work at Toledo under some difficult circumstances, the program that he inherited. When you talk to people about his program there and the things that you saw here as it relates to what they did in the classroom, they did great work in the classroom and significant improvements in the academic side and their involvement in the community and what they did as far as citizenship. Those were the kind of positive reports that you were getting when you were looking at Tim Beckman 3 or 4 years ago.
We have time for about one more question for Mike.
You speak of these improvements off the field, then does this come as a real shock to you to hear about this? He's making such great improvements in the athletes' lives. What does this mean to you?
Well, I don't know if one necessarily means, I don't know if you can tie those together. I don't think you can. And like I said previously, at the end of the day, all those things that we're doing in a very positive way off the field, and if you're showing even any growth and you have that kind of growth on the field, that's certainly not going to trump, as I said earlier, the health and well-being of our student athletes.
Okay. Bill, what do we have here?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I was having breakfast with my wife at a local restaurant in there, and then this came up. But very unique circumstances. I have a lot of respect for Tim. But the bottom line is, okay, it's all about the student athletes. You got guys down there in the locker room that are wondering. They're a little bit nervous. All right, there's a lot of emotions, but like I told them, the one emotion you better have is perseverance, and you better fight through it, and you got a chance, okay, to go out there and really make a legacy within yourself and this university, and there's no other way to do it, go about this, about going on there. So my main focus right now, and always will be, is a student athlete, and questions.
When you were told, what was your reaction? How big of a surprise was this?
Well, if you're in this business a long time, you understand, okay, what roles are, and you have to adjust in a second. You go out there, Mike asked me to do it, I love this university. I really love these student-athletes, and it was, for me, it was a no-brainer, go in there and take it over. And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I love these kids.
Did you get a chance to see those preliminary findings of the report?
No.
And can you speak to anything that you saw in practice that might have been a reason for Coach Beckman's firing?
Nope. I haven't seen the report, and really until the investigation gets thorough. I mean, I really can't comment on it, but I have not seen the investigative report.
Bill, do you worry about the rest of the coaching staff remaining motivated throughout the rest of this year with no guarantee past this season?
No, I've always said I think football coaches are probably the most tough-minded guys in the country. You go out there, you're under unique circumstances, and you have to go out there and you've got to perform. And the bottom line is, if you look at those players, and know that you got to give everything you got for those guys, whether it takes 16, 18 hours, it doesn't really make a difference. And when you understand about these student athletes, they got one shot at this thing. They're at the University of Illinois. They're at a great institution. They play in a great conference. And it's my job and all the other coaches' job to go out there and give 120%, because that's the only way you go about this business, and that's the way we do it in our profession.
Describe the difficulty with such a short time before you actually have a game. You get a week to play.
Well, you know, I'm going to say there is no difficulty. I mean, I can't look at it as any obstacles. I mean, you focus. You have a process, and I've always been a process guy. I don't worry about 3 months from now. I don't worry about 2 months from now. I worry about today. And I tell our guys, and tomorrow, we'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. And my job is to go up there. I talked to the football team. I told them how their emotions got to be right now. Some going to hurt. I mean, that's just the way it is. But it's our job to get those kids ready to go and play next Friday. And I will, I'm sure that our student athletes go out there and they'll do a great job.
Have you talked to Tim Beckman at all? And if so, what was his?
Briefly. I talked to him. I thanked him. Because he gave me a job. He's the one, he was the one that got me here. Mike Thomas was the one that, had the final approval, so I'm really appreciative. And I'm going to give everything back. I'm a loyal guy.
Bill, are you going to hire an assistant coach, and would Shieldhouse and or O'Toole be considered, perhaps?
Yeah, I think, you got to look at, guys, this has been a whirlwind for me. And I think I'm going to go back. We'll spend some time in there. We got some pretty good candidates on campus here that kids are very are used to, understand the traditions of Illini football. So there's candidates here, and we'll make that decision in the near future.
Bill, how do you approach recruiting right now with the class almost done and your future's up in the air?
Well, the good thing for me is that, on offense, I've been involved with every one of these guys. I've been recruiting these guys since for about a year. So there's a pretty good history there. With our guys there and a couple of guys on the defense, of course, that are in my area. So, you just the same thing. I mean, it's all about faith. It's all about, having enough trust in the coaching staff that they'll take them to somewhere, something great that they're looking for.
You had enough time to assess whether you'll still call the plays, or will that be something Ryan has more input on at all?
Well, Ryan's had a lot of input, in the last place I was at and even here. And because, I try to get around as much as I can. So we'll work that thing out.
Would you be interested in staying here beyond this year?
Yes, I love this place. I really do. I mean, when I first got here, I love the people here. I love the student athletes. I love the fans. I mean, believe it or not, I love you guys. I just like this place. I mean, and when you like something, okay, you can be passionate about it. I have two rules. Number one, okay, always know what you want. Number two, love what you do. I love what I do. I love being around these players. I love being around these administration, okay? And guys, I love being around you guys. I really do. I mean, I think it's part of the whole scheme of the job description.
One of the things that Tim and maybe others were accused of, were those sorts of things acceptable? Like when you got into the business and, 10 years ago, recent past?
Well, to be honest with you, because I don't know what the accusations are, so I really can't answer that. You hear some things, but it was, a lot of hush-hush, and I don't know. Can you coach like some of the guys back there in the 20s and 30s? I don't think so.
Do you anticipate changing your coaching philosophy now that you become the head guy, or have you not really had time for that to digest yet?
No, I think, a lot of the players, I mean, I'm a player's coach. I mean, I'm going to talk the kids up, if I'm going to be demanding, if you're supposed to run a 15-yard route, run a 15-yard out. Don't give me 13, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think, I always tell players, man, you're a good player. Just keep on playing. And I think that's what you saw in the last 2 years offensively. Our first year, I think, Nate will tell you best. He told me, Coach, there was never on offense where there was really that much pressure on us because we always, it wasn't expected as much. Well, I expect you to be really good. And, and my dear part of mom, I mean, she said the same thing to me. You do everything as well as you can possibly do it.
Coach, when you were asked if you wanted to accept this position, was it a difficult decision for you to say yes, or did you want to say yes right away?
No, I mean, that's what you're – I mean, there's a change, You know, there's guys, you know, somebody goes and you got to step up. You know, and my deal is, all right, if Mike and Jason had enough confidence in me to take this thing over, guess what? I'm going to tackle with every fiber I got, all right, because the bottom line is I live with these student-athletes every single day. I know what they're all about. I know how much work they put in there. I know how much those kids care, all right, and it's our job, okay, to give them every best opportunity for them to go out there and succeed.
How did you anticipate your Friday unfolding?
Yeah. Oh, I woke up, read the paper. I got my wife, and I says, come on, let's go out there and get some breakfast. And ran into a couple of boosters in the restaurant. I guess I'm not allowed to say the restaurant. But Mike, actually, he's the one who recommended it to me a long time ago. And walked out, and all of a sudden, the call came. I mean, a little bit later, but, you know, it wasn't right up. But it's been a little hectic, you know. And I'm really fortunate that I've had head coaching experience. I've been around some really great coaches. I mean, when you look at the one, you know, I've worked with Lou Saban, I worked with Larry Smith and Jerry Faust and, you know, Buddy, at Stanford. I've had some really good people, all right, that I've learned around, been around. And then, you know, one week into that, you know, I could adapt pretty quickly because of some of the things we've done in past places.
Bill, some of these things in here saying Coach Beckman leading efforts to deter injury reporting, influencing medical decisions, pressuring players to avoid or postpone medical treatment. Did you see him do any of that? Or have you seen anyone else within the program do any of that?
No, if anybody watches me work, okay, in there, I'm like a mushroom. You know, I'm in my office and I watch tape. Half the time people don't even know I'm in there because it's dark and I'm watching tape. I had a roll. I went out there, I tried to get the offense and try to, you know, get those kids to play at a high level, give them every ounce of energy I can give them in terms of schemes, motivational talks. So, you know, that's what I did. That's where I was. That's what I did. Now, you take another different role there, all right? But, I feel, you know, you feel confident with the people around you that everything's going to be fine.
How much will that change, Bill, in terms of what you're going to be doing now?
Yeah, a little, you know, but I've done it. You know, in 8 years at Western Michigan, I was the coordinator. Ryan was our co-coordinator then. Ryan had a big role. We were out there. I'm lucky, you know, he's here.
As a head coach, you've called plays before.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. With a lot of input like you normally do with another assistant coach. You know, biggest thing is, you know, that's why I think Riley and Nate are so important to this. To this whole operation, number one, okay, they're great. They've been great players at Illinois, and the other part is they know the system.
Coach, in your mind, since this happened before the season started, is it best to have it happen now instead of some of this stuff coming out in the middle of the season and cause a distraction during games?
I don't know. You know, all I know is, you know, I got to focus. I got to explain the process to these great student athletes, and we'll go. You know, and all we're looking for, really, hey, look, we're a family. This Illinois is a family atmosphere out there, right? So for people, okay, we need everybody, okay? And, you know, as far as fans, alumni, students, parents, everybody got to rally together. There's only one way to do this now. We can't sit back there, okay, and worry about all these other little distractions. There's one way. And everybody, okay, in the Illini family has to get together, okay, if we want to achieve what we need to achieve. All right. And I feel real confident that a lot of people out there, okay, going, you know what, let's support these student-athletes because those guys are the ones that are in the battle. They're the ones, okay, they're going out there representing this great university, all right, on Friday and, of course, this Friday and the following Saturdays there. So, hey, let's all rally. Let's all rally together, okay, and let's get this thing going.
How did you get the players together in such a short amount of time? Was there already a team meeting planned for earlier in the day? How did you inform them, I guess?
Well, the text messaging is a wonderful thing until you get 72 of them before you came up here, and I got to return every one of them. So that's how they did it.
Bill, how unprecedented is this to be an interim head coach 1 week before the season?
I don't know. You know, I've never really paid that much attention to, you know, the scope of college football. You know, I just know what it is. And you just sit there and waste an ounce of energy trying to find out how many times it's done. You know, one of my good buddies was naming an interim. He texted me, hey, if you need any help, give me a call. I got a lot of resources out there. I got a lot of people, okay, that I can rely on, all right. But the bottom line is, okay, I always got to look into the student athlete, all right, am I doing it right by those guys?
Bill,
One more question.
Since all this started, have any efforts that you've been made aware of to reach out to Simon at all? Have there been any efforts to reach out to him?
For me personally?
As far as you know, like within the program?
No.
Anything else for Bill?
Thank you.